Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
First at 4:30, a big event takes place this morning designed to help your child succeed in the classroom. We are taking a look at the importance of Durham Public Schools convocation that's being held for the first time since 2018.
Plus, breaking overnight, Fulton County, Georgia releases the mugshots of Donald Trump's first co-defendants who surrendered. What's expected to happen today with the case as the former president prepares to turn himself in tomorrow?
And you'll notice it when you open the door this morning, not as warm and sticky. Our temperatures this afternoon only climbing to the mid to upper 80s. We'll talk about our nice drop in humidity, too, coming up.
4:30 is the time right now on our Wednesday. This was the day we were pointing to for the last couple of days. Get through the heat, make it to today for the reward, and here we are. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Truth, when I woke up this morning, I was like, is it only Wednesday? But then I remembered, ooh, it's Feel Good Wednesday, yeah. The nice feeling day of the week. Let's get right to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with that drop in humidity and those lower temperatures.
Yeah, check out some of these temperatures. It's 60 right now in South Hill, feeling great there. 64 in Roxborough. You know, all the cool air is coming from the north and dropping southward. So this is what's coming as we get through the morning hours. It's 67 in Rocky Mount and 67 in Goldsboro. It is still 72 around the Triangle area, but we'll see these numbers dropping. And when I walked out this morning, I felt like I could tell the difference. But it's warm down south, 75 Southern Pines, 76 Fayetteville, 74 in Clinton. But over the next couple of hours, we should see those numbers dropping nicely. Hour by hour, temperatures should drop into the mid to upper 60s for most of us this morning. At lunchtime, 83. It's going to be a really nice day to eat your lunch or dinner outside. Temperatures this evening likely to be just in the mid 80s. We continue to have active tropics. We're going to take a look at Tropical Storm Franklin, which is very close to making landfall here on the island of Hispaniola. It's 145 miles southwest of the Dominican Republic, but we will end up with a new advisory, new numbers, and a new track coming up in about 20 minutes or so. It's moving north at 9, so pretty slow. Winds at 45 miles per hour. Here's a look at its forecast path, and you can see it takes a little bit of a right turn, then it makes a left turn, still forecast to become a hurricane as we get into the weekend, potentially during the day on Saturday. We take a look at the computer models of this, and you can see it's out here in the Atlantic, most likely staying well offshore of North Carolina, but we could still have high rip current danger and some beach erosion. We'll talk about some of those impacts coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Today, just days before school starts, a big event to help your child succeed in the classroom. For the first time since 2018, Durham Public Schools will kick off the new year with a convocation. WRAL's Laura Levine is live at Durham County Stadium with the importance of this special welcome back ceremony. Laura.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. Yes, when you see thousands of employees and educational staff under one roof, you may think that school is already here, but not quite. We still have a few days. Today is the first time Durham Public Schools will be hosting a convocation in 5 years. 5,000 employees will pack and fill the stadium here behind me, and it's all about addressing and getting ready for this upcoming school year. So, Dr. and Superintendent Dr. Mubel, Pascal Mubinga says that this is a way to set the tone for the new year. Along with a guest speaker, the school system will also unveil its latest strategic plan. As 31,000 students will start school Monday, we will learn how DPS plans to tackle the challenges of bus driver shortages, teacher staffing, pandemic learning loss, and school safety. Dr. Mubinga tells us they've seen progress with bus drivers and are dedicated to keep that momentum going.
I think our success comes with not only the pay increase, because we're paying really well, about $18 an hour. That has been really increased for the last 3 years. We used to be somewhere around $15. On top of that, we really want to make sure that we're treating our bus drivers as professionals.
And we will hear more from him later this morning. If you are traveling in the area, it is important that you know that the traffic pattern will shift, especially on Roxborough Road, starting at 6 a.m. Durham County Sheriff's Office will be on site to help maneuver traffic as well. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Durham.
Breaking overnight, the mugshots have been released for two of Donald Trump's co-defendants in the Fulton County election case. Trump attorney John Eastman and bail bondsman Scott Hall are the first two to surrender in this case. They turned themselves in yesterday and were booked into the jail in Atlanta, Georgia. This comes just one day before former President Trump is expected to turn himself in after being indicted. The Fulton County Sheriff says Trump will be treated like local inmates during the booking process, so there's a chance he could get a mugshot taken as well. Trump's legal team negotiated a $200,000 bond with the DA.
Meanwhile, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is still trying to find a loophole to avoid being arrested. In a newly filed motion yesterday, Meadows pointed to the court's plans to hold a hearing Monday on his request that the state case be moved to federal court. Bond agreements are still being discussed for other co-defendants as well. Trump's former personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is set to meet with the DA's office today to discuss his. All defendants have until this Friday to surrender.
Newbern Avenue in Raleigh is back open this morning after a driver hit a pedestrian. This was what the scene looked like last night as crews investigated. It happened just after 9 p.m. near Trawick Road and the Shell gas station. Police say a man was taken to the hospital to be treated. He is expected to be okay. We're working to find out whether any charges will be filed. A new road project gets underway in Chapel Hill today, designed to protect pedestrians. The work is set to last for a month, and it could impact your morning drive. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from Chapel Hill to walk us through the improvements that are being made and how they'll make walking and biking safer in that area. Kelsey, good morning. Hey, Renee, good morning. The northbound lane of MLK Boulevard near Estes Drive will close today. Now, I'll give you a look at what that looks like right now. This is the section of the road that's between the YMCA and Shadowwood Apartments. This lane is closing as crews work on a new sidewalk project to increase pedestrian safety. Now, there's been at least one pedestrian accident here over the past few years. Two teenagers were hit at this intersection on New Year's Eve in 2021. Town leaders are organizing road safety initiatives to prevent situations like that one.
We know that speeding is a concern on MLK. A lot of our police department's speed enforcement efforts focus on that area.
And as parents are planning to take their kids to school next week, the town is asking that everyone take their time on their morning commute, carve out some extra time because you may not be able to go as scheduled. And then if you stop at this bus stop that's at the Y, that's going to get changed to near Airport Road, near that crosswalk. And this closure is expected to last for about 3 months. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Chapel Hill.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, the Fayetteville Fire Department responded to a single-story home in Fayetteville earlier this morning around 2 a.m. This is a picture of the home. You can see the firefighters there. This was a vacant home. It was on the 400 block of Bevel Street there in Fayetteville. The fire broke out around 2 o'clock this morning. Again, this was a vacant home. Six fire department crews responded. They are still on the scene in the cleanup phase. That fire is under control this morning.
Thanks, Michelle. Parts of Texas are dealing with flooding caused by Harold. The storm made landfall yesterday as a tropical storm before quickly being downgraded to a tropical depression. It was the first storm of the 2023 Atlantic hurricane season to make landfall in the U.S. It dropped more than 5 inches of rain on Corpus Christi.
Turning now to Decision 2024, the stage is set for the first Republican presidential debate tonight. The RNC announced 8 candidates qualified for the debate in Milwaukee. They include Donald Trump's former vice president, Mike Pence, Ron DeSantis, Chris Christie, and Nikki Haley. The debate begins at 9 p.m. on Fox News. You'll notice Donald Trump will not be taking the stage today in that debate. As we mentioned earlier this week, the former president and current party frontrunner announced he is sitting out. Instead, he recorded an interview with ex-Fox News anchor Tucker Carlson. It's set to air tonight as well. However, they have not said how people will be able to watch it.
Happening today, the North Carolina Freedom Park will open in downtown Raleigh. The park has been in the making for nearly 2 decades. It honors the African-American experience and struggle for freedom in North Carolina. This is video from earlier this year when the construction was in its final stages. The park is at the intersection of Lane and Wilmington Streets. Governor Roy Cooper will speak at the opening ceremony for the park, which starts at 10 this morning.
The father of an NFL player is dead after a huge house explosion in North Carolina. The breathtaking images of the once beautiful house and what officials think caused the explosion.
Plus, a win last night for the Las Vegas Aces included a record for the WNBA. The record, Aja Wilson tied, setting her career high.
And you're taking a live look at Clinton this morning. It is cooler out there. Elizabeth will tell us about how we're seeing less humidity today and less heat.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
4:43, we're taking a live look at Apex this morning. And the last couple of days, I've noticed a lot of people out here running even super early in the morning. Today, I would imagine that would be the biggest crowd out there of all. It feels so nice out there. We're seeing temperatures dropping, especially in our northern counties. Like Lewisburg is sitting at 63 right now. Tarboro is at 66, and it's 59 right now in South Hill. Now, Southern Pines and Fayetteville are in the mid-70s, but these temperatures are going to be dropping. We have cooler air that's moved in behind a front, and it's pushing southward across our area right now. It's going to make this afternoon feel much more comfortable. Our high temperatures will be in the upper 80s. If it's your turn to walk the dog today, then it is a win. Our humidity will be lower, and we'll talk about the heat index coming up.
Sounds good. Elizabeth, thank you. A Raleigh man accused of beating his mother to death could get the death penalty. Christopher McCullough made a brief appearance in court yesterday, 24 hours after his mother died from her injuries. McCullough is accused of beating both his parents at their home on August 6th in front of his 2-year-old son. His father is still in the hospital. Today, a judge appointed an attorney for McCullough yesterday and is being held on no bond. He'll be back in court on September 12th.
Neighbors and family members were in shock this morning after a home explosion on Lake Norman killed the father of an NFL player. Investigators say 61-year-old Robert Farley died in the explosion just before midnight Monday night in Mooresville. The home was owned by his son, Caleb, who plays football for the Tennessee Titans. Neighbors say they are stunned by what happened.
We took a walk over. Very shocking to see the house just demolished. It was a beautiful house. And debris everywhere.
It really is hard to look at. A family friend is recovering from a concussion he suffered in the explosion. Investigators haven't said what the official cause of that explosion was, but Iredell County's EMS director says it was likely natural gas.
It looks like there will be no strike from UPS workers. Members of the Teamsters Union ratified a 5-year deal with UPS. The union says just over 86% of members voted in favor of the contract. The new contract adds raises across the package carrier's workforce and puts new heat safety protections in place, including a plan to bring air conditioning to the company's delivery vehicles for the first time. One of the most pivotal contamination stories in the United States is going on right here in our state. A facility in Fayetteville dumped toxic chemicals into the Cape Fear River, the drinking water supply for hundreds of thousands of people. These forever chemicals also contaminated the air and groundwater surrounding the plant. It's the subject of our latest WRAL documentary premiering tonight. WRAL investigative documentary reporter Kristen Severance co-reported on this important topic with Liz McLaughlin, WRAL's reporter covering environmental issues. They spent months traveling to the contaminated areas and talking with people who use contaminated water every day. Forever chemicals are linked to health problems, including cancer, thyroid problems, and birth defects.
What kind of keeps you up at night when you think about people just drinking this?
I think about effects of PFAS exposure on babies and children and adolescents because they're not fully formed.
The chemicals, what are they doing to the kids?
Chemours, the company that owns the plant, told WRAL there is no evidence to show Forever Chemicals caused these specific health problems. You can watch Forever Chemicals, North Carolina's toxic tap water, tonight at 7:30 here on WRAL or on WRAL.com. You can also see it on the WRAL Doc YouTube page at 8.
All new this morning, there is a new co-queen of the courts. Las Vegas Aces star Aja Wilson is now tied for the most points ever scored in a WNBA game. South Carolina native erupted for 53 points last night against the Atlanta Dream. And with that effort, Wilson matches Liz Cambage. She had 53 points for the Dallas Wings in 2018. That's pouring it in. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now with the conditions, and it's a great start to our Wednesday morning here.
Yes, it's feeling refreshing across much of the region. And, you know, if you're from the Triangle area southward, all this cooler, drier air is filtering in, and so it'll start to feel better and better as the morning wears on. This is a live look at Durham right now. We do have a little bit of cloud cover that we're seeing across the area currently, but we'll end up seeing mostly sunny skies later on today. 72 is our temperature with our dew point of 64, so it's the dew point that you'll notice. It just doesn't feel quite as sticky as it's felt, but this number 72 is likely to drop pretty quickly. We're going to drop it on into the mid to upper 60s over the next couple of hours, and at lunchtime temperatures will be in the low 80s. It's going to be a really nice day to be outside. Of course, classes have started at colleges all across our area, and Ethan Clark, one of our weather watchers, took this photo yesterday as all the students at NC State were headed to class. It was awfully warm and sticky yesterday. It's going to be a more pleasant walk today for sure. 63 in Roxboro. We dropped a 59 now in South Hill. That feels really nice. 65 in Goldsboro. Still holding on to that 72. I think as we get our update coming up at 5 o'clock, we'll see that number dropping. Mid-70s, though, Clinton, Fayetteville, and Southern Pines. And we take a look at our 24-hour temperature change. It hasn't changed much from the Triangle area south and west, but that cooler air will be filtering in. You see, it's 9 degrees cooler than this time yesterday in South Hill, and we'll see more of that across the area as that cooler air moves in. Temperatures around town this afternoon, 87 in Raleigh, 85 in Durham, 88 in Fayetteville. These temperatures are close to normal, and this is, you know, typical for the latter part of August, but it's also fairly typical to see pretty hot conditions as well. So a nice little break today. You can see the gray area. This is where we have dry air, so this nice little break in humidity stays with us for the rest of the day today and even into tomorrow morning, but we don't get much past tomorrow morning before all that humidity starts to fill in again. So Thursday afternoon is going to feel sticky again, and the humidity really ramps up for us for Friday and Saturday. So we take a look at our muggy meter, looking at comfortable conditions for today. We're steamy for Thursday, and then we're getting into tropical as we head to closer to the weekend. So it's a short-lived break from the heat, that 87 today, feeling like 87. Tomorrow, 93, feeling like 95. And then Friday, 99, feeling like 104. So on Friday, we're getting close to the potential for a heat advisory. We also get back to a better chance for scattered storms. Look at this. It's been a very dry week, but we see our precipitation line down below, much better chance for storms and some cooler temperatures too, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. But we'll check into those storm chances coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. A lifetime decision made on live TV. What happened between this news anchor and reporter that could have them working together until they retire?
Plus, Billy McFarland is out of prison and planning Fyre Festival 2. Will you be attending? Up next, we explain what we know about the tickets for this infamous festival.
It is 4:53. Let's take you up top and give you a lovely view from the WRL Tower as we look live over the glittering lights of Southeast Wake County. Today will feel refreshing to start, and we won't even hit 90 degrees. Gotta love that. Mortgage rates are the highest they've been in more than 20 years, and that's making it harder for more families to buy a home in the Triangle. The affordability index dropped to a new low, 71. That means the typical family only earns 71% of the income needed to buy a typical home. Right now, the median price is $416,000 across the 16 counties that make up the Triangle MLS.
Today, the town of Selma will unveil a new outdoor fitness court. It's on the grounds of the Richard B. Harrison Athletic Complex. The outdoor gym will allow people to leverage their own body weight to get a complete workout using 7 different stations. The town got a grant from the National Fitness Campaign for the project. A ribbon cutting is happening at 10 this morning.
Think back to 2017, the year that infamous Fyre Festival fell apart. Billy McFarland tried to organize a music festival in the Bahamas, and people paid thousands for a chance to meet celebrities, eat great food, and vacation on the island. Celebrities backed out, and fans say they were cheated out of their money. McFarland then spent 4 years in prison. Well, now he is out and planning Fyre Festival 2. It will take place in the Caribbean next year, and the first batch of tickets already sold out.
Okay, go ahead, grab your tissues. This next story will have you crying happy tears. It's not every day we see a proposal on TV.
And coming up right now, we have the story of two young journalists who just so happen to find love in the same industry. I'm gonna cry.
Would you marry me?
I'm gonna cry, yeah.
How about that live TV? The heartwarming moment happened at a news station in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Local 3 anchor Cornelia Nicholson was recording a promo there when her now fiancé, Riley Nagel, surprised her with the big question. He's a reporter at the same station. The couple met while working together at the NBC affiliate in Montana 4 years ago, and they now plan to spend the rest of their lives and journalism careers together. It's a bold move.
This popped up on my social media feed, and I had to watch the whole thing. Riley did a great job. His speech was so heartfelt. And you could hear in the intro when she's like, what am I reading? So the producer hit it in a different rundown and then snuck it in right at that moment. So she had no idea that that was coming. Just a beautiful moment.
Right. They set her up good. That's great.
More news to tell you about. Thousands of school employees are gathering this morning to prepare to help your child succeed in the classroom. Coming up, their top priorities this year and how the big gathering could affect the morning commute.
Plus, two of former President Donald Trump's co-defendants have turned themselves into the Fulton County Jail. What's expected for Trump if he follows their lead?
And Drew Barrymore has a new bodyguard, it seems, after a scary moment when a man approaches her on stage. The actress, Drew Barrymore, is praising for her quick protection.